Good morning, Texas. This is Mike Paulson in chilly North Dakota, soon to be the Siberia of the 48 states. This morning, in kind of keeping up with our music subjects for this last week, these two verses, one in Ephesians and one in Colossians, have just brought me to, again, to another program of piano music. I've received emails and some comments regarding, I hate to say how much people have enjoyed this music, but I know it means a lot to a lot of people that are out there. I know these don't have any heavy-duty arrangements or heavy-duty beat or rhythm. You know, there's no jumping all over with these things. I know what people that know these songs, and I know what they do. They tend to stop what they're doing and just kind of slow down their pace a little bit and just listen to these hymns, because it's not their piano playing. I know that. I know for a fact it's not their piano playing. But if you know these hymns, see, you know what's being said when you hear this music. And when it says that in Ephesians and in Colossians, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And then in Colossians, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. If you know these hymns this morning, then slow down what you're doing right now and sing along with them. And if you're not sure what the hymns are, the list is located on the website, scatteredchristians.org. Go on down to the Cup of Goodness section and click on that. Then click on November and click on the day for today. And you can see the names of the hymns that are being played. And I know one guy down there in Texas bought a hymn book, went out and found a John R. Rice green-covered hymn book. That's the one to get. And tends to sing along with these or just listen, and he helps them understand them. Because see what's going on here when you hear this kind of music. You're hearing the truth. Where in Colossians it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. People that know these hymns know the words to these songs. And that's the word of Christ. It's dwelling in those people. And it's dwelling in them richly. And there's wisdom involved. So what we're going to do this morning, again, we're going to do some teaching and admonishing one another. We're going to be doing this through these hymns this morning. And if you know them, sing with grace in your hearts. That's what you'll be doing. And keep in mind that what you're following here is you're following the melody. And again, if you have the talent to sing harmonies, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with the harmonies as such, unless it becomes the great thing that you're making your money on, as I'm a great chorister, you know, and get into the presentation and the performance of these things. Remember, the devil knows how to use all kinds of music. And he would know how to take these hymns and twist them and turn them on you, so the music is what gets you all fired up. I'm just playing these as simple as possible. They're just simply done. And just enjoy the music. There's about 5, 10, 15 of these things this morning. Just sit back, maybe get yourself in your recliner, and just sit back and close your eyes. And if you're up in North Dakota, put a blanket around you and get kind of warmed up and lay there with your dog and a cup of coffee or tea or whatever, and just listen to these and sing along with them. If you're down there in Texas, just you can skip the blanket, unless you're chilly down there in the 70s. It might be chilly for you. And just sing along or hum along with the melodies. Thank you.